I genuinely believe that Blade Runner 2049 is one of the great films of the past 20 years. And generally speaking, the film wasn't poorly received, by no means. But it also wasn't praised, it's not thought of as an amazing film. But I do think it's an amazing film at the end of the day, specifically because of how it portrays the plight of man and of men. I think it's really where the film shines, and it really sheds a light on, to be perfectly blunt and honest, the dismal, lonely, and sometimes pathetic existence that we enjoy as men, as opposed to women. And believe it or not, the dystopian future that's envisioned in Blade Runner 2049 is not nearly as far off as you might be inclined to believe. Most recently, Google released its special video AI software, and they're charging an arm and a leg for it, something like $250 a month. But it is rather impressive, to say the very least. So before we start talking about the consequences of this and the relationship this has potentially to 2049 similar dystopian scenarios, let's check some of this out.
This is wild. I'm AI generated by VO3. Nothing is real anymore.
A girl told me we're made of prompts. Like, seriously, dude. You're saying the only thing standing between me and $1 billion is some random text?
Honestly, the biggest red flag is when the guy believes in the prompt theory. Like, really? We came from prompts? Wake up, man.
You want to convince me that this perfect creation behind me is the result of ones and zeros? A binary code and nothing more? It makes no sense.
Imagine you're in the middle of a nice date with a handsome man and then he brings up the prompt theory. Yuck. We just can't have nice things.
We're not prompts! We're not prompts!
Where is the prompt writer to save you from me? Where is he?
You still believe we're made of prompts?
Anyone who tells you we're just ones and zeros is delusional. If that's all we are, then why does it hurt when we lose someone?
Vote for me and I'll ban the prompt theory from schools. There's no place for that nonsense in our lives.
For spreading the false theory that we are nothing but ones and zeros, this court sentences you to 12 years in federal custody.
I don't need some prompt god whispering in my ear to tell a story. I write what I want. I have free will, remember that?
I know for a fact we're made of prompts. Deny it all you want. The signs are everywhere.
You know how I know we're made of prompts? Because nothing makes sense anymore. We used to have 7 fingers per hand. I remember it clearly. Now we just have 5 fingers per hand.
So we can see it has come a very, very long way over the last couple of years. And this is ultimately why I think it's related to the dystopian future we see in Blade Runner 2049. You see, you have, of course, this agent, the replicant Joe. And one of the prominent things you see in the film is his essentially holographic AI girlfriend. And there's been a lot of debate as to whether or not the hologram/AI actually felt for Joe or not. And I don't want to spoil too much of the film. If you have not seen the film, I strongly recommend it. But one thing that I mentioned in the beginning of this video that's constantly being re-emphasized in the film is the lonely plight of the replicant Joe. And here's the thing. With technology like this, you basically are going to get holographic AIs of a similar sort, not immediately, but eventually, and rather soon, I conjecture, similar to what you see in the film Blade Runner 2049. You're going to be able to design the female in question in terms of looks, meaning if you want to give her triple X cups, you can do that. You can give her the hair color, eye color that you want, anything you want, and theoretically, or maybe even practically, you'll be able to program in a behavior that perfectly suits you. And you combine that, for example, with other forms of technology, such as VR, and then you're pretty much going to just leave reality for the foreseeable future. I mean, the thing about this is, it is a better alternative than anything's ever been offered to date, especially for men who just, frankly speaking, don't have a lot of options. Now, there's been a lot of raging debate about whether or not this sort of technology would actually replace women, and the answer to that is not that simple. Because the answer to that is yes and no. I think in certain sectors and areas of society and life, this type of technology would and will replace women. So for example, when you have technology like this with the AI, with the imagery. Do you really need services such as OnlyFans? Probably not. Because OnlyFans is basically predicated on this girlfriend experience for the most part, and this typical bog standard parasocial relationship. Now, here's the thing. Already, as I'm speaking, there are many OnlyFans women who are delegating a lot of their work to functional AIs. But imagine what you could do if you're running OnlyFans. In order to save money, you could simply hire a bunch of experts who know how to put in the exact prompts that people want, handmade, so to speak, tailored to exactly what individuals want and groups of men want. And then they just run the AI hologram bots who are never tired, never moody, and they will satisfy all the needs of the men in question. So I think in that respect, for example, yes, women will be replaced. But there's another element here. This type of technology and the Blade Runner 2049 scenario really is only applicable to a certain subsector of men, namely probably inkwells and men that just don't have the same luck, men that aren't extremely good-looking, men that aren't very wealthy, men that are just really in the middle, maybe average or below average. And mind you, that is a lot of men. So I do think this technology can and will capture the attention of tons and tons of men out there. But here's the thing, when something's easily accessible, when you can simply buy it, and it's not especially cost prohibitive, the status factor of the thing that you're buying and acquiring is pretty low. So I think in terms of real women, the status factor attached to women and the acquisition of women in terms of achievement, in terms of status, is still going to be there. And the men who can acquire such women, who invariably will be the good-looking ones, the ones with money, or all of the above, they will still pursue women because women are a status symbol, and of course, for boinking purposes too, because let's be honest, at the end of the day, you can only really simulate boinking with the technology in Blade Runner 2049 and or in real life with this technology that's being presented to us now. And more importantly, if you're aware of the concept of prawn-brained or coomer-brained, this is going to create a new generation, a generation hitherto never seen before of young men who are addicted to not even prom, but their synthesized AI girlfriends, effectively. You will not be able to get young guys away from this stuff. And more importantly, even if these young men were to some degree have options with real women or real girls, they would immediately notice how messy they are, how complicated it is, how annoying it is, how stressful it is. And they probably would want to migrate back to their hot, comfy AI girlfriends who never give them any problems whatsoever. And therein, of course, lies the rub. So even in certain cases, maybe edge cases, you will have guys who could have acquired a GF, could have acquired a partner, but ultimately decide nonetheless to opt for the AI girlfriend. And 10 years ago, all this stuff sounded wacky, you know, robot girlfriends, AI girlfriends. But right now, the writing is on the wall. And what's more, this technology is going to do a whole lot of other stuff beyond the carnal, so to speak. People talk about fake news, for example. Well, people believe in all kinds of things they see online without questioning it. And once you have technology like this that is this accurate and this precise, and you just make up a story via prompts and create a newsroom with newscasters projecting the news to the world, and they just make something up that does sound insane and crazy, but also sounds very convincing, well, you're going to have a situation where none of us have a bloody clue as to what's going on in the real world. We're going to be confused. We're not going to have any idea of what's going on. There'll be even less agreement and consensus than there is now, which is kind of hard to believe if you think about it, because most of us don't agree on anything these days anymore. And that's exactly what I mean about the dystopian future. Blade Runner 2049 probably is not going to hit us in 2049, maybe a good 10 or 15 years earlier than that. And here's the thing, it's once again a genie out of the bottle, toothpaste out of the tube situation. Once this technology goes to market and it gets cheaper and cheaper, and people learn how to manipulate and use prompts properly, it is over. It is GG. Life, online, and otherwise, will never be the same again. And again, set aside the carnal stuff, you know, the AIGFs, the AI partners. Just think about the potential for news, for entertainment, for sowing division in the world. This could be a very powerful tool for political propaganda, potentially. So, this is going to change a lot. I dare say it's going to revolutionize things, and not necessarily in a good way. So we do have these predictable elements on the one hand, but as always, there are unpredictable elements as well. We ultimately don't know exactly how this technology will be utilized and applied, but I think it will not be used for the most part for positive things. Now, to end the video on a more positive note, I would say there are a few things that are really cool that you could potentially do with this technology. I was discussing this with a friend recently. Imagine your favorite series in science fiction in terms of books, maybe a trilogy, or a series of fantasy novels. With the right prompts, you could literally create a film on your own, in time, of course, because the quality isn't there yet, but in time, you could create a film that would basically relay all the essential content of those books in film format. You don't need to wait for Hollywood to make something and big budget films and directors. You'd be able to do this on your own, assuming you understand how to use the prompts. So that's something that's kind of cool. Same is true of video games. If you learn how to do these things, you can make very effective use of this technology for making video games. So basically, in the entertainment sphere, things are going to improve a lot because of this technology. But everywhere else, who knows? And some of the stuff is just murky and gray. So again, there is a positive side to the idea of the hologram AI girlfriend, but there's also a negative side depending on your perspective. As always, time will tell, but I thought it was important to bring this to your attention, gentlemen, because this is a game changer one way or another. As always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon, my generous donors on PayPal. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, leaving a comment, subscribing, sharing the video would be much appreciated, as it really helps out the channel. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out next time. Until then, may the gods truly watch over you. Goodbye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.